Tony sounds very enthusiastic.
I really am.
I don't like it.
I'm into it. I'm in. Oh, I'm all the way in. Yeah.
So
what I needed.
And now I'm out. And now I'm in again.
God, no, it's just getting messy.
Calm down.
Exactly, it's getting messy.
Sane Show, episode 267. I am Chris. As always, in and out with us is Tony.
Oh. Free Tom Brady! He's free!
He is. We don't need to free him anymore. He has been...
Free him again!
Thank God. Freed. That guy, his bad luck, his curse has ended.
His life is horrible.
Yeah.
It's pretty terrible.
At least he got one bone thrown at him.
Yeah, did well. Let's finish the intros here. Fozzie is here.
I've got a stuffy nose, and I'm all nasally.
And Jeff is here too.
Hello.
Did they say anything about Brady? I only heard like the points the judge made against the NFL. So.
Oh, that's definitely appealing, but
yeah, that's about it.
They already announced they were appealing. In fact, but there are like editorials everywhere being like, Goodell needs to go. He's botched this entire
thing.
That's
about right.
He's a horrible person. I was also surprised at my Twitter feed to see so many people were like, fuck Tom Brady, we hate him. I can't believe this happened.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of that. Like, I did see an interesting comment on one of the articles I read today, though, going like, if they hadn't won the Super Bowl, no one would care.
Right.
Like, it's like they're jealous that the Patriots won the Super Bowl, so they wanted something to happen from this. They wanted to be vindicated that the Patriots actually, like, hey, we caught you this time. And
got him.
Except you didn't. Like,
we got him.
Like, I am all for Tom Brady having to sit out for four games, but you didn't have any proof on him, so.
You need evidence to do that, guys.
Yeah.
Really have anything.
Yeah.
That they were making up rules to punish him by, and it just not a good situation.
Tarnished.
Yep. The NFL's weird. Like, what? Like, I'm hearing rumors that like the Redskins might release Griffin.
See ya.
It's nuts. Buy
two first round picks.
I don't think that'll happen. Tight. Snyder and him are tight to hang out.
It's crazy.
Well, we're living.
Here's the thing that's sad for me. Greg Hardy is like, oh, Tom Brady got off. I think I'm gonna appeal now too.
Yeah, he's the guy who got suspended four games for beating his girlfriend or something.
Beating his girlfriend up and then throwing her onto a bed full of his guns.
Hmm. That's nice.
Fancy.
But wasn't man convicted just appreciates...
Right, he wasn't convicted at trial, but I don't know. Like, what do you have a whole bed full of guns for? Can we just suspend you for that?
The gun bed.
The gun bed.
You never know when.
You gotta keep your gun bed.
What's up, ladies?
You never know when you're going to have a Tony Montana moment. So, who's gotta have a gun
bed? It's true.
Draft.
I don't know how accurate this is, but I heard they're remaking Scarface with Leonardo DiCaprio in that role.
I saw that.
That's about right.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I think that, like, you know, he's an awesome actor, but, like, I'm going to say something terrible here. I don't think Scarface is that good. Like,
it's really long.
It was good for when it came out.
But people, like, love it, you know what I mean? Like, and I just, like, look at it, and I'm like, that movie is not great. And I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's decent.
But let's talk games, because some games came out.
Oh.
They didn't?
They did.
What game came
out? Yeah, I mean, it was a busy week this week. Disney Infinity came out on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Metal Gear came out on Tuesday, and evidently some Mad Max game that nobody thinks is any good came out as well.
Did Javi mortgage everything he owns to buy every Disney Infinity thing he could find?
More or less.
I was seeing pictures.
Did he get them all?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure he did. Love spending money on stupid things, so I'm sure that he did.
I too have spent money on stupid things, so.
Yeah.
I can relate.
Your wife apparently.
I mean, I did get an amiibo, so not really wanted.
Yeah. So, what do we want to talk about first?
Disney Infinity.
You want to talk about Disney Infinity? Yeah. We kind of kicked into that with Javi. Yeah, that's out. It's Star Wars themed. If you get the starter
set.
Did
you get it?
I did.
Okay.
I actually just finished the starter set to play set, the Twilight of the Republic, which is the kind of Clone Wars era adventure. It is much more a game than it has been in the past.
I heard that it's much better.
Yeah, like there's actual cutscenes, there's actual storytelling. It is still basically a like Lego game. You can't really be killed. Playing through it, I did die once and had to change the character. Like, if your character dies, and it takes a lot to kill your character, if they die, you have to swap it out and put a different one on. That happened once in the 5-hour campaign that I played, so. Combat is way better. It was done by Ninja Theory. The combat, in particular, that was handled by Ninja Theory. They're the guys who just did the last Devil May Cry game, DMC. They also have done Enslaved Odyssey to the West or something like that.
That game was really good.
Yeah.
That was a good game.
They're pretty good at doing hand-to-hand combat. They also did the Sony launch title with the red hair, the girl with the red hair. It was basically God of War. That was okay. But...
What's it called?
Heavenly
Sword.
Heavenly
yes.
Sword. Yeah, good work.
Jeff gets a cookie.
Woo!
Yeah, so they improved that. There's a bunch of other stuff. Like, the big draw is still going to be the toy box mode for most people. Like, it's basically like Minecraft, except for Disney shit. You can go build stuff. But there's a ton more actual, like, content that you can do straight from there that's already pre-built. And when you're playing in the toy box, you can play with all the toys. So if you're playing, like, the Twilight of the Republic set, you can only use the Star Wars toys for that set to start with, and then you pick up coins and you can use all the Star Wars toys after you unlock all the characters there. But you still can't like bring in like Olaf can't run around the Star Wars set and play there, but in the toy box everybody plays together. It all works out pretty well. Load times suck in that game, though. Anytime it needs to boot out and load something in, it's a good minute or so, sometimes longer. I got up one point the other night and changed an entire load of laundry, and it was still loading. So, not fast at all there. I have not played I did get the Inside Out playset too, and I hear that's a kind of a side-scrolling platformer, but I haven't played that yet. So it's really good though. It's a lot of fun. The upgrade system has been refined. There's now specials for all the characters, even like the old characters. So if you're like playing as, let's see, like Sully was in the original set. He now has like a special move that has been attached to the little character guy. It's really pretty good. And I think it's $10 cheaper than it's been in the past. Though it does come with one less character, so.
Oh no.
Right. But you get, if you get the starter set, you get Anakin and I think her name's Ahsoka, which is they're the Clone Wars characters, and then you can get Obi-Wan and Yoda to play through that set. And right now the Rebels cast is available as characters as well. The one that people probably want to play, the original trilogy stuff, that is not until the end of September, unless you bought the PlayStation Collector's Edition. If you bought that, you have it now. It's cool. My kids enjoy it too, so.
Yeah, like it's a win-win.
Yeah. It's and at that Star Wars game is probably the best Star Wars game in 10 years, so, which is doesn't say a whole lot, but well, it does. It says there hasn't been good Star Wars games, but
yeah, that's true.
It's a good start. I kind of hope that flows right into Battlefront being good too. So we'll see.
Yeah, that would be nice. I hope so.
Yeah,
really looking forward to that game. So I'd be very disappointed if it, wasn't
it came out and sucked.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna play the Rise Against the Empire set at the end of September too. So. Oh, and there's flying. You can there's like flying missions.
Whoa.
And there's a pod race mission, and there's Jar Jar Binks, which he's annoying.
Everyone.
Except that he's annoying to us. It's weird. Like, kids don't mind them. They're not fazed by him at all.
I mean, I can understand that.
So. Like, I just hear his voice, and it's, like, kind of grating on your nerves, but kids don't quite get that, so.
Yeah.
So that's Disney. Do we want to talk Metal Gear?
Oh.
Sounds solid.
It is. Like, where your head's at.
It is solid. It's also it's also a pain.
Is it?
A phantom one.
Okay.
Oh, this is the worst podcast in
history. Yeah.
No one should listen to us.
No, ever.
Turn off the podcast, hit the X button, make it disappear right now.
So Fozzie's probably played more than I have.
Maybe.
A little bit.
I'm about like 6 or 7 hours in. I've played all day today.
I played 2 hours, so.
Yeah. You're pretty much still 90% cutscene, so. That's yeah.
And I, like all Metal Gears, I have no idea what's going on, but it's glorious.
Right. Yeah. So. That's the thing is when you first get it, you're like, oh man, this is the Metal Gear that I remember. This is
yes.
It's just going to be a wild ride of bullshit.
Yes, there was a glowing space whale.
Yeah. There's flaming guys everywhere. There's a crazy girl. There's a lot going on that you have to process. I kind of really liked it. Like, it's very slow, but it's super fun.
Yeah, that intro or prologue was fantastic.
Yeah, it was great. So once you get past that main cutscene, though, you are kind of you're playing for like I haven't hit a cutscene. It's just been nonstop gameplay. It's really cool because has anyone played Peace Walker here?
I did not.
Okay, so in Peace Walker, that was a PS Vita game, I think. And in that one, you had a base that you had to get people to come to, and they would help construct items and things like that. So in this game, they kind of brought that back with the mother base. So you have this whole new base they have to kind of reconstruct. The premise is, real quick, just going back, is And you'll see this in the intro, is that 9 years ago, and this is, I guess, set in the 70s or 80s, maybe?
It's, 84 yeah. was the first mission I went on. So.
Okay. So, okay, and then, but 9 years before that, that's when Mother Base was, the original one was destroyed.
That was the end of Ground Zeroes?
Yes, exactly. Because they come back, so they rescue the girl. And when they come back, they notice that everything's on fire and all of that. So
rescue's a loose term.
Well, yeah, exactly. Again, not to spoil anything, but anyways, so you're basically starting from scratch. But the cool thing is this: is first off, the Mother Base stuff is super fun. There's a lot of things you can do to expand. It actually makes it enjoyable to actually purchase items and things like that. And I guess another thing that makes it interesting, or at least fun for me so far, is that you don't have this ridiculous storyline that you have to kind of follow. You're just going around doing missions. They're set in this open area. And for me, Metal Gear Solid was very linear. As far as the stealth game goes, it was very linear. But like, Deus Ex, the nice thing about that game was that there's kind of different ways you can go, there's different ways you can approach a game. And this one, it's kind of the same way, where it's like, you have this big open map, there's a couple of objectives here and there, and you have to just go and kind of decide how you want to approach it. So, again, I'm only a few missions in, but I'm really kind of enjoying just the fact that it's so much more open than other games. And to be quite frank, doesn't feel like a Metal Gear game. So again, people that have not played it before, or I feel like a lot of people might be intimidated because of the crazy story, or because maybe the controls weren't great either, but I mean, both of those things have been addressed with this one.
I thought 4 played pretty well.
It played decent, but with this one, only thing I hate, and I kind of wish I got it on the PS4 for this reason, is that when you have to hold down the right bumper, you can't just toggle it. You have to hold it down to use your binocular. So it actually kind of strains my finger a little bit because it doesn't feel great, as opposed to like a PS4 controller. But that's it.
Got you. Jeff, you're never going to play this?
I don't want to say never, but you know, my history with the franchise has been I've tried several of them, and I just can't.
Right. So, what exactly do you not like about it?
Well, this is from memory, you know.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I don't like or care about the story. Like, I didn't know what's going on. There's too much of it.
You don't have to worry about that in this one.
Yeah.
Go on.
Then. To me, the controls felt weird.
They were.
Now they've
and
been
it just
fixed.
Feels, huh?
They've been fixed. Continue.
Okay, and it feels, and like recently, I tried out Ground Zeroes, and it just felt like you're doing all this planning, and you're trying to be sneaky, and you're trying to come up with a strategy to do something or whatever, and like you're putting all this work in, and then somebody sees you, and it all falls apart like instantly, and it's. I don't know. It's not satisfying to me. Like,
and like it didn't feel ever.
But, I mean, at the same time, that's kind of, like, all about stealth, right? And not to mention in this one, there is reflex mode. So, it gives you, like, a second or two to kill the guy or neutralize him or however you want to do it before he will, like, alert everyone. So, that's another thing that I kind of like is that reflex mode. Because it's kind of... Although, it... You know, it's making the game a little bit easier. It kind of helps out. Especially when you're crawling somewhere and then some guy pops out of nowhere and then he's like, oh shit. And then you're like, well, goddammit, where the hell was he? But it gives you an opportunity to at least correct your mistake.
Yeah, I mean... Maybe
I mean, you like
help.
Dark Souls, right? What is Dark Souls? Yeah. It's about planning, correct? You start to know the area... Start to know what the enemies, what to anticipate. And that's just how it is with Metal Gear Solid. Yes, it pisses me off when, you know, because I like to go full stealth. So it does upset me once I get, like, revealed. But
yeah.
At the same time, you just run out, then you just you dive down, and then you just wait.
Fuck it, just kill everyone.
You can do it that way, too. But for this one, there's actually a lot of enemies.
There are.
I
still kill them.
I feel like Ground Zero almost was kind of, like, it was a restricted version. You didn't get the full meat of the game. There's a lot more there. Now, I do understand, you know, $60 is a lot to put into it, but, I mean, I don't know. For me right now, this is my game of the year, for sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it could be just because I just got it, and I'm really excited about it, but, like, not even Witcher got me into it like that. And I can't even think about any other games I've really played that I get excited to play. So, I mean, for me, it doesn't feel like Metal Gear, because you don't have those ridiculous, besides the intro, like, dialogue or long texts and stupid-ass speeches between Raiden and his girlfriend. Like,
that's the best thing.
I know. It's very Metal Gear. And there is some really stupid thing. I guess this is kind of like a minor spoiler, but, like, after the end of each mission, there's, like, this little, like credit scene that, like,
yes.
It's just, like...
Yes.
I'm like...
It's like each mission is, like, its own episode of the Metal
right.
Gear TV show.
And so I don't know if Hideo wanted, like, his name...
Oh, it's everywhere.
Everywhere, which it is, like, insane
like,
amount.
All right, it's not on the box, but I've already seen it about 7 times, and I've
yeah,
only played
exactly.
the game for
yeah,
2 hours.
Yeah, you know it's this game. That's kind of the funny thing, is that I was actually watching this debriefing that they put out there, and someone kind of perfectly put it, is that, like, it is frustrating to watch, because, like, this guy is so full of himself, but then you watch, like, just, like, how much he loves this game, and you can tell he put, like, his goddamn heart into it, and there's just little things, and that's how it's always been with every Metal Gear, that you have to go through the bullshit to, like, see, like, the good in each one. And there's good in each one, even if people hate, like, 2 and 4, but I still enjoy it.
I love 2 and 4.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
I don't like 3. I know that's, like, sacrilege, but...
Sure. Yeah, I never beat 3, to be perfectly honest. Yeah, I couldn't get into it.
Let's say, It's not that I don't like 3. It is my least favorite of, like, the mainline Metal Gear games.
Sure.
Because there's actually some really cool boss fights in 3.
Right. But, again, you could have, like, plastered a whole different, like, person on here, or you could have just made this a completely new game. Because it just doesn't feel like a Metal Gear game. So, I mean, maybe you should watch, like, some Twitch streams or something, or...
I was watching someone play it earlier. And there were some, like, funny little touches that, like, you know, make me want to try it. Like, he was playing this mission, and there was, like, some dogs or some animals. And they're like,
yeah.
We need animals for, like...
Did he balloon them?
Yeah, they, like, float away on, like, a little helicopter or some shit.
Oh, it's so cute.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
That was funny as hell. And then he was back at the base thing, I think, that you were talking about. And, like, you know, he's running around, and everybody he passes is like, boss, boss. They're all, like, saying that to him.
Yeah, well.
He just, like, walked up to some guy and fucking punched the dude.
Yep.
And then the dude fucking saluted him and said, thank you.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, man. We've got, like, these guys trained. No. I think that, you know, it'd be really good. And whenever I don't know whether or not I like a game, is you go on to Giant Bomb and you look at their quick looks, because there they'll kind of, like, break down everything. They'll get you excited for the game. So if you're not excited after watching the Giant Bomb Metal Gear, then move on. It's not going to be for you. But normally they do a good job with that.
I think I will play this, but for me, it's too beefy for a rental, and too risky for $60. So I'm just gonna have to wait till
Black Friday.
That's what I'm doing. Black Friday. I'm in.
I mean,
I have other stuff to play right now. Yeah. So I wouldn't be able to focus on it anyway.
If that game is $40 or less, it would be, you would be crazy not to get it, even if you're not a Metal Gear fan.
Even then, though, if I get it around then, I'm like, there's no way I'm putting time into it. Like,
no, I mean, you might even want to wait a little longer. Like,
I'm gonna have to just make very good push for the game of the year.
I mean, I don't know if I'm quite with Fozzy yet, saying it's a.
I mean, but again, like, you haven't played the game, like.
Right, like, I'm only 2 hours in. Yeah, I will say that opening, the prologue, is the best thing I've played all year.
Sure.
Like, but it is also fully Metal Gear. Like, it's kind of what everybody is not excited about this game.
Yeah, it's crazy how night and day, like, the first 2 hours are.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, the rest of what I've played so far, so. Like, yeah, I'm excited to hear what you'll say next week.
It's really weird because Boss Snake, whatever you want to call him, he does not speak for like the first 2 hours of the game. Oh. It's so weird. Kind of what Jeff was saying, like the weirdness of it. I actually took a clip on Tuesday night of you meet Ocelot and he tells you, and then like he like helps you out of the car or whatever, and he gets you on his horse. He's talking about how you need to go to Afghanistan. That's actually the first time, I guess, Snake talks, as he goes, Afghanistan. And then the horse does this, like, reins up, like, this big dramatic thing. And it lands down. It's like, what just happened? Like,
oh, it's awesome.
He just says, like, Afghanistan. And the horse just, like, goes crazy. Then they ride off. Makes zero sense. Anyway, it's a game. It's fun, so.
Yeah.
It finally feels like we have. I mean, I know this is also on like PS3 and 360, but
it is. Kind of,
it is, yeah.
Wow.
It can't look as good as it does on.
No way.
When does that end?
Does it start to feel stupid for the new systems?
I think that might be it. Like, I really do, actually, I guess Destiny, The Taken King comes out on that as well, but then I really do think it starts to kind of slow down, because,
fucking years.
Rock Band 4 is not on the old systems, then, the new Assassin's Creed is not on the new systems, the, Halo 5's not on there, Tomb Raider, Fallout, like,
okay.
Battlefront, right. Like, it seems like this is the month when it ends. Like, outside of some, like, small fringe stuff. Yeah, it'll be nice when that's finally over. But this is finally, like, that event game. Like, I feel like we haven't had an event game in a while, and this is it. And we're going to get a bunch more before the end of the year, so.
Fallout, baby! Tomb Raider!
Yeah.
Tony Hawk!
That's a lot of
Tony Hawk is
out.
Not on that.
Tony Hawk. Oh my god, I can't believe you're still excited for that game. That's
insane. I like how Jeff tried to slip that in there.
You're like
Fallout.
Like a 5-year-old
and
that refuses to like believe everyone what they're telling you. Horrible.
You guys played anything else?
I played more Witcher. Game pretty deep in, well, like level like 13 now.
You are not pretty deep.
Yeah. Wow, only level 13.
Got it.
Actually, play some Witcher. You're good.
Problem with The Witcher is that
there's no problem with Witcher.
Well, I'm playing on hard difficulty, and it's really difficult in the beginning.
Because playing on hard difficulty.
Well, once you get past like level 10, it's gotten really easy now. But yeah, it's starting to hook me back in. But I think I'm just going to have to stop playing that immediately and just keep playing Metal Gear. Beautiful.
I'm playing Dishonored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like it? Not sure.
So I didn't get into it on Xbox for whatever reason. I think it came out right before, right after. I can't remember if it was XCOM or Skyrim. It was one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
But whichever game it was, like, threw me off, and I just stopped playing Dishonored after like 2 hours and never came back. So now the definitive edition is out on Xbox One. So it was only $20. I'm like, I'm giving it another shot, giving it a go, and I'm liking it so far. Although I'm about where I stopped last time. So
let's see if you can get by that.
There's a little hump there. If I can get over that hump, I should be fine. But I had forgotten how good this game was. Like, I was really excited for Dishonored before it came out. And for some reason, I just never got into it, even after I had bought it. But, I mean, the stealth is fun. Like, it looks really great on Xbox One, by the way. Although the characters look pretty cartoony now. I'm not sure if they were meant to be cartoony, but they look insanely cartoony.
They were very stylized, at least, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's a better word.
And I don't know if it was a way to kind of limit the fidelity they needed to produce, because they are pretty big environments that you're in, so maybe going a little more cartoony allowed them to free up some resources.
Maybe. I don't know. It's fun though. I like, you know.
All right.
Blinking across the map. It's cool in the back. It's a good time.
I played the Dear God.
Dear God.
Oh,
Dear
nice.
God.
Okay.
Yeah. That's about how I feel about it, Jeff. I don't know. I played that game for a half hour. I have no fucking clue what it's about.
It's about
what you're supposed to be doing. Yeah, going right, but eventually you've reached the end of going right, and you can't do anymore, and you die, because that's just what happens. You don't die because you went right, you just die because your deer gets too old and it dies. Evidently, like, 4 days is the lifespan of a deer. It can be born and grow to a full deer size and have deer babies and die by
deer babies
by four.
That doesn't sound like much of a dear god.
No, it's weird. So the game kicks off, and you are in a camp. You're a hunter. Kind of like a rednecky-looking dude down in the woods. And you're aiming at this deer, and in the process of that, some wolves sneak up behind you and kill you. And you go to the afterlife, and I guess God is a deer, and he sends you back to Earth as a deer, and then you run right for a half hour.
Nice.
I have no idea. Like, I could not figure out what to do. Like, there looked like there were doors and there were arrows over them, but I couldn't figure out how to get into them. And
were you pressing, like, the interact button on those? Or...
Yeah.
Yeah,
because when you press the interact button, which was the X button, it zooms in. So, like, it was zooming in. It just, like, I could not go in the door. I was pressing up and, like, could not figure out what to do. I'm sure there's something there. Somebody probably understands it, but I deleted it off my hard drive.
Oh. My dear God.
It was pretty in, like, a very, like, retro kind of way, but...
The one thing, I mean, yeah, it looked good, but, like, it had so much going on in the background and foreground that, like, your actual character was really small on the screen.
Yeah, and sometimes the foreground, like, because your character is small, the foreground would block what you're doing, and you're trying to jump onto, like, the tops of trees or logs, and you can't actually see if you're going to land on it, because something in the foreground's blocking it.
Yeah.
That's a weird game. I don't recommend downloading it, but it's a really small download if you do download it. So. Oh, and I played Lara Croft Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Is it
as good as Hitman Go?
That
game is awesome.
I mean, it's a Go game, I guess. It's similar in that.
Go game.
I did not play Hitman Go. I have it, but I didn't play it. From what I understand of Hitman Go, though, it was kind of set up like a board game.
Yes.
It
is.
Yeah, so this animates. Everything animates. It's not a board game. Like, you are very clearly in a stylistic tomb, and you are exploring. You can only move one spot at a time, and you have to figure out puzzles. It does everything that you would expect from a Tomb Raider game, though. There's platforming, there's enemies to kill, but it's all set up like a puzzle, so you'll come across like an area where there are four snakes, and you have to figure out, if you step right in front of the snake, you'll die because it'll jump and kill you. So you have to figure out ways to get around the snakes and attack them from the side or from the back. And there's other enemies that will chase you. And so you're looking at the environment, trying to get them to go over a crack that you've already gone over, because if you go over it twice, it'll collapse on them. Or you want to pick up a spear and try and toss it across the way. It's really pretty cool. I don't know if it's worth $5. Like, I think it is, but people are really funny about their mobile games and how much they're willing to spend on something.
Yeah, they're really dumb about that.
I really like it. I think the art style is really cool, and it's quite fun. I put about an hour into it, and I'm probably about halfway done, so it's a good 2-hour game, and I haven't found everything either, so you figure probably about 2 or 3 hours out of it. It's neat. So anybody else play anything?
Xbox.
I started my playthrough of Super Mario 3D World.
Yeah.
Oh.
Weird. The game's awesome.
Still a really good game.
Yeah, I think, as time is going on, I think it might be the best Mario game.
That's pretty bold.
At least out of
spicy.
Yeah. Out of the 3D ones, I know people will be like, oh, 64 was the best. Like, go back and play 64. It's,
I don't know. I'm with you. 64 is not the best. I would, for me, and I haven't gone back and played 3D World, but I'd probably still lean Galaxy 2.
You think Galaxy 2?
I really like Galaxy 2. Like, there's something about the level design in that.
I could see that, and I could see, me personally, I think the original Galaxy is, just amazing. But this, there is a little more variety to it, I think. I think that each level, every single fucking level in the game is doing something a little different, and all the levels are, pretty fucking entertaining and awesome. And as an added bonus, you can play it co-op, and it is fun as fucking co-op. So, would I like more of a traditional, bigger 3D Mario game? Maybe, but this is still 3D Mario, and honestly, I think, I've played it a bunch of times now, so I don't need to go on about it too much, but I think it could be the best. I think all people who have a Wii U should have it and play it over and over and over like me.
Do agree with that.
Wii U.
I don't know what else. Oh, tonight I played Far Cry 4.
Okay. You sound really excited about that.
I remember telling you guys this, when it came out with a lot of games last year, right?
It did.
And I remember I got to one mission, and I was like, you know what, fuck this, and I just was done with it, and I deleted it. So tonight I reinstalled it and continued from where I was. And I think that game fucking sucks, dude. Fuck Far Cry 4.
Really?
Oh, wow, that game is fantastic.
Yeah, no, you're a bad person.
He is way superior.
What?
Far Cry 3 is way fucking better than 4.
No.
Well, beyond the fact that they're
They're literally the same game, so I don't know.
So what about 4 has you not liking it?
Well, I don't like the setting or story as much, but just the missions, every single fucking mission I've been playing, tonight, I was like, this sucks. I fucking hate this.
Like, there was one where it was like, escape from a prison. I'm wandering around a prison with no fucking weapons. And then they're like, escape from this labor camp. And I'm wandering around a labor camp with, like, no fucking weapons, dude. Like, fuck you, you know? Why don't you fucking blow shit up? Is this Cryer? What the fuck am I playing? Like, and then eventually, when I was trying to escape that labor camp, I did find a room with, like, a fucking, like, you know, crossbow or something in it. So I was like, all right. Kinda, I have something here to help me get out of here. What the fuck is the next mission after that? I don't know, dude. Every fucking mission, I'm like, this sucks. Like, I remember in Far Cry 3, like, it built up more and more to, like, these huge action set-piece fucking missions where, like, you're fucking, like, fucking ziplining, zigzagging back and forth down a mountain, blowing shit up. And this is just, like, I don't know, dude. Fucking sucks. And they're like, oh!
Sir, is your mic... Is your mic rubbing against something?
Probably my face.
Yeah, stop rubbing your mic.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's running against his face. Against his beard.
Stop being a fat kid.
Go shave, Jeff. Shave for the podcast.
All right, that's much better. Anyways, continue with your rant of
hating
just
the game.
Just not like, into Far Cry 4.
And it's like, well, you know, what did they add to this one? Fucking grappling? Big fucking deal, dude.
Yeah, but it's the same damn game except just a little better.
I thought that the missions in Far Cry 3 were really fun, and as much people give Far Cry 3 like shit about its story, it was like a really fun, to me, campy like B horror movie. I don't know, whatever, dude. All
right,
it's the same thing. So I just think that the missions in Far Cry 4 fucking suck, and I like.
How far are you?
Looks like I'm pretty far. I said I had played 9 hours previously, and that like I was like 20 out of like 32 missions or some bullshit through it.
Huh.
That doesn't sound right.
Something like that.
That doesn't sound right at all.
There's a lot more than 32 missions.
Well,
is there 32 mainline story
missions? Yeah, that's...
Well, that's the other thing is, I don't know what is the main mission, because there's like 3 or 4 different main ones going at once, kind of like in GTA, where it's just like, I don't know what is like really advancing the main plot. I don't know, dude. Whatever. I kind of feel like now that I should just fucking get through it, since I took the time to fucking reinstall it, do the update and all that. But I'll tell you this, like, as soon as fucking, like, I don't know, Super Mario Maker probably next week, I'm done with it.
That's a shame. I need to play that at some point. It's sitting here on my hard drive.
Game is fun.
It's good.
I'm trying to limit, like, what I have going on this fall so I don't fall into that same situation as last year, where I bought Shadow of Mordor and Far Cry, and
yeah, I fucked up.
I didn't start playing Shadow of Mordor until like June.
I played like 2 hours of Shadow of Mordor, and I've never touched it since. And it was, what I played of it was pretty good, but I don't know.
You just don't like good games, so why don't you go ahead and play some more Tony Hawk?
I will. I'll play the fuck out of Tony Hawk.
That
game's gonna be awful.
Nah.
Oh, and I played Halo 3 ODST on the Halo Master Chief Collection, so I'm now 80% through the campaigns there.
Damn.
That's a lot of Halo you're playing for like the second or third or fourth time.
Yeah, I never played through ODST twice. So.
Did you fucking finish Until Dawn, man? What the fuck?
I did not.
I will
be finishing that this weekend, though.
Aww.
I have a 4-day weekend, so I'm gonna finish it over that. Shouldn't take that long, you said, so.
No, that's why I'm surprised and very upset.
Well, Star Wars. That derailed it all. Star Wars derails everything.
I don't know. I love me some Star Wars, but I have a feeling, I think I've said this before, I think Battlefront's going to have to step aside for Fallout.
How dare you say such things?
And
you have to buy
Raider,
both of
how,
them.
How am I going to play Tomb Raider and Fallout even? That's like the bigger
I am playing Tomb Raider first.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking too. Like, get it out of the way.
It's a shorter game. Like, even if it's a 20-hour game, it's a shorter game.
I will admit, if I start playing Fallout, I'm probably not playing anything else for the next.
That's season. The thing. Right. And I know. Yeah, I know. If I like start Fallout, I'm getting sucked in like minimum of 30 hours of dicking around in that game.
That's kind of why. I mean, I'm upset that Battlefront doesn't have a single player campaign. But it not having a single-player campaign means that I could probably just jump in and jump out of it and, like, play a match here, go back to playing something else, come back, play another match. Kind of like how I handled Titanfall, and I played a lot of Titanfall, so...
But you'd be going through, like, big single-player games.
Right.
Besides it, yeah. I guess maybe I could.
My problem with Battlefront is that it's only, like, 3 weeks after Halo, and I know I'm still going to be playing Halo as long as it's working.
Well, there's that as well.
Right.
Maybe we just don't get Halo and then just get Battlefront.
That's not happening.
I don't know. We're fucked then.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it all out.
Well, no, they need to, like... It's super... like, it's not like there's that many games I'm looking forward to in that time frame, but it's just super concentrated, man.
Yeah.
Where you have my two most anticipated games on the same fucking day. Bastards.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. Like, I really don't. I played that Black Ops beta.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that game.
Yeah.
Why?
I downloaded the beta.
Fucking stale take on that franchise.
Is it?
It's,
oh, a lot of
it's
people really
so
like
weird.
It.
It's Destiny multiplayer on Call of Duty maps. Like that's what it is. Like that. So
gotcha.
You don't. you still kind of pick your loadout, but now you pick a, like as Jeff and Don said, you pick a class, and that class has a super, and that super builds up over time. And I don't think it's just a... I think it goes faster if you kill things or do things in the match, but you'll eventually get it anyway. And then that super is basically, for as long as it's running, it's like instant kills. So I was playing the bow... Like the scout, I guess. I don't remember what the name was. But she has a bow, and when you get your super, you press the button, and the bow comes out and you shoot somebody with it and they instantly die. So it's like they ripped off Destiny and Titanfall and put them on Call of Duty maps. And it's
aren't Call of Duty maps like really small?
Yeah. So now you have it going even faster than Call of Duty used to play. 'Cause Call of Duty was a pretty fast-paced game. It now moves even faster because everyone's like wall running and rocket boosting and they all have specials as well, so I don't know. I won't be getting that game at launch for sure. I may play the campaign at some point because I enjoy Call of Duty campaigns, but
really all of them?
I haven't not enjoyed, like, they're fun 5 hours, 6 hours.
Some of them, I mean, yeah, I guess you're right.
Like even
I mean,
Ghost, which wasn't good, like
what I'm thinking of. That's like the worst of the whole franchise.
Right, but it still was just like it was just okay. Like it was fun. Like for what I played, like you're shooting dudes in space in a space suit. It was really dumb.
Yeah.
Fun. Like even when Call of Duty isn't like good, it's not bad like people say it is. It's still an okay game.
Yeah, it's just way, like, it's just been too much of it. And to have, like, a mediocre one, that, like, especially coming out of one that I thought was the best one in a long, long time.
Yeah, Advanced Warfare was great. Don saying he didn't like it was weird.
It's crazy, dude. Like, I loved everything about it. I love the campaign. I like the...
It was good. You got the spacey. So you know it's good.
You want to do some news?
I have to be right back, but I'll be back.
Alright, so. Well, I'm going to start out with some news that's going to make Tony sad.
Maybe it won't
make him sad because he already has a lot of games to play this fall. But
XCOM news.
Yeah, XCOM was delayed to February.
I mean, the thing about XCOM is I kept forgetting to put it on my list because it didn't have an actual release date. Like, they just said November.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was never that confident that it was going to appear anyway.
It's good though that, like, I mean, November's packed.
Yeah. No, I'm happy that it's not there because something would have not gotten played, and XCOM might have been it. So just kind of glad that it's not in there.
In February, there's not a lot coming out in February. So.
Except for Deus Ex.
Oh, is that February too? Jesus.
February 23rd. Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't augment your pre-order yet?
Yeah, you gotta augment your pre-order.
Pre-orders. So augment.
Do we want to talk about that ridiculousness?
Let's augment our podcast with...
Alright, so... Somebody explain this to me. I'm gonna run down what I've heard two different versions of this. Polygon made it sound like we were basically crowdfunding like we would buy into a different tier?
Okay, so that it's kind of what it is. So basically, there are 5 tiers of rewards.
Right.
And it's based on the number of people who pre-order the game. So
If you were to pre-order the game today, you'd opt into tier 1, and you'd have a choice of, I think it's like 3 different packs of whatever.
Right.
And then if enough people pre-order the game, then you move up to tier 2 and get to choose what's at tier 2, and so on and so forth, all the way up.
The tier 5 where they release the game like a few days early?
A few days early, that's the top tier.
Yeah, so I after hearing you explain it and now understanding it, I think I'm on the same page as like what Giant Bomb was saying, is that there's no way that they're not going to reach that tier 5. Because if they don't, then it seems like their pre-order campaign sucked and nobody bought their game.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you don't hit tier 5, you don't get all the previous tiers, or you do?
You get whatever tier made it to, but it's an arbitrary number because they haven't been like, we need to pre-order.
They haven't said anything.
Yeah, like 2 million pre-orders to reach tier 5. Like, they haven't said that, so.
Stupid, mate.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's weird.
Very annoying. Plus, you're opting out of content, which I think is the sad part. It's like, you can have one of these three things. You can't ever have the others unless you pay for the $150 version of the game, and then you get all of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of... That's a weird...
I saw this whole pre-order scheme, I'm like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to pre-order this game. And then I looked on my Amazon account and I had pre-ordered it already. I'm like, well.
Damn it. I wonder, it's a Square game. I wonder if they're going to do this craziness for Final Fantasy 15. Some weird sort of goofy pre-order nonsense. I mean, everybody's doing weird, goofy pre-order nonsense, but...
It's true, but this is a step above the other nonsense.
Yeah. Polygon was really, like, when the original article I read from Polygon really made it seem like... almost like a Kickstarter, though, where it'd be like, I'm going to pre-order at this tier, and that's where I'm locked at.
I'm losing a lot of respect for Polygon. They're all about the flame bait, like... exaggerating issues, trying
headlines
to get things.
And
yeah, it's
yeah. Did you like? And it was a really good article too. But there was one. The headline was, "What's wrong? What the hell is going on with Star Citizen?"
Yeah,
and
it's just like talking about like interviewing the guy who was in charge of it.
Right.
Like,
and great. It's a really good interview, and
it's a fantastic interview. But
that headline is terrible.
Oh.
They're doing a lot of like clickbaity headlines recently.
Right. They must. I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, their content is good. I don't mind Polygon, But they must have trouble getting views. Like, they must be at a point now where they need to do that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at, like, some of the... And they're trying to even expand their content by doing, like... They now do, like, movies and TV stuff, and... but I'm, like, looking at some of these... Like, there's actually an article that they have on... It's, like, the third page of their news that has zero comments. Like, that's crazy. Really?
Yeah, I've seen that on their articles, too. They're having trouble getting people, like... You go to an IGN comment, or an IGN article, and there's hundreds of comments.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It's just they haven't reached that level, and I don't think after what's it been 2-3 years now.
Yeah, I think we're going on like 3 years with them out there.
I don't think they're ever going to hit it. So.
Yeah. I liked what they were trying to do, but they definitely seem to have taken a step back.
Yeah. Like they're reaching into that same bucket that they were trying to avoid, and it's
kind
of sad. I thought PyCon was supposed to be all about, like, you know, quality over quantity.
Right. It was, let's get the best writers and, like, thinkers and whatever we can get from the industry and create this awesome content, and people will come. And well, it happened.
I'm really not surprised though, because it was a. There was a film website that just went under too, and it was the same sort of concept where they broke away. We're going to do kind of more in-depth critical views of things, and it just did not work. Like, it's not what people are looking for, I guess.
Right. Like, I mean, even in the past, I would say like 3 years, like, it shifted dramatically as far as. Well, it's kind of like a sports websites now, right? Like, you have ESPN and then you have all the other ones. So then, all the other ones, you need that personality.
Right.
And you get that with, like, why go on Giant Bomb? Because I don't need to go on IGN anymore or Twitter. I don't need news that way anymore. Yeah. So, you know, occasionally, like, if there's a really, controversial article or something, I'll read it, whatever it may be, but... Besides that, if it's, like, just straight news, you're not going to get it anywhere quicker than Twitter. So at this point, it's, okay, where am I going to go for my personalities or, like, who I can trust with game reviews? So, I mean, it's pretty smart, like, even just, like, what Greg Miller did with his page, Kinda Funny.
Well, it's almost like he realized what was happening in the industry and was like...
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to a personality-based system.
Oh, yeah.
And like...
Because, like, you look at people that are on YouTube and stuff, and you look at the stupid amount of money that they're making. You're not making that same amount as, as someone who works as an editor.
Right.
Which I'm assuming is a pretty hard job. And so, even with all that controversy with the Xbox thing... You read it, these guys made $30,000 for like two-minute videos or something. I'm like, holy shit. That's like, honestly, at most, what, like 2 or 3 days of work?
Yeah.
They're getting paid $30,000 for that. So,
well, I mean, it was a 2-minute video. It probably wasn't even like 2 or 3 days of work.
Yeah. It's like they just talked about the Xbox or whatever, and they're like, okay, game's good. They probably even have their own guys that like edit their game or their. You know, their content for them at this point. When you're making that much money or have that many subscribers, so. And that's kind of the thing. It's like, you build up a big enough base, and then you can kind of branch out. And that's... It's crazy, but I just... It's a weird thing, I guess, you know? Like, could you... Obviously, there's got to be some point where you're like, okay, I can't keep doing this. No one wants to watch a Let's Play with, like, a 60-year-old dude. So it's like, what do you put as experience when you're actually going back into the work
right.
life, whatever it may be? No. Not everyone's like Pew Pew Die or whatever the hell his name is and makes $7 million a year. So you have to eventually get back into it. But, I don't know.
Yep. yeah, so what Fozzie was specifically talking about was the Was it the FTC against Machinima?
Yes.
Where, and... yeah, like Machinima, and this, I don't think this actually implicated Microsoft. It just happened to be with the Xbox.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. It's like, why isn't Microsoft getting a lot of flack for this? Because wouldn't this be something that Microsoft would encourage, or no?
Well, Microsoft probably sold advertisement like on Machinima, and it was up to Machinima to actually, you know, state that.
Okay,
So I guess Microsoft kind of like escapes it by being, by having Machinima as the middleman. Like, they didn't approach these people to make these videos.
Right.
Machinima did, so. yeah. But if you're gonna get stuff from,
excuse me,
if you're gonna get stuff from a publisher or somewhere else, and say good things about it, and you're getting money, you should tell us about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we, like, if we get a review copy, we say we got this review copy, like.
Right. Yeah, I guess that's a good point for sure.
Let's see. Uncharted 4 got a release date.
March, right?
March 18th, yeah. So that's a game coming out for the PlayStation 4s.
Yeah, that's something. That's a thing.
I don't know how excited I am for that.
I need to see more, I guess.
I really liked Uncharted 2 and 1. 3 left a bad taste in my mouth, but
yeah, exactly.
It's been a few years, so. You have a PS4, right, Fozzie?
Yeah, I do.
Are you getting the Nathan Drake collection?
No, wait, yes, maybe. I don't know, it comes out on my birthday, that's the only reason I'm excited about it.
I might play it, just to play it.
Yeah, I really liked 1 and 2, so.
Yeah.
And there's reason to do that.
Oh, let's see. You guys don't play Destiny anymore, but if you like Destiny and you're still playing it, the week before The Taken King comes out, you'll be able to try out the new multiplayer maps and modes for the expansion in Destiny proper. It's kind of a nice way to I guess get your fan base ready for that stuff. You guys don't care.
No. Destiny sucks.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe it gets better with the Taking King, right? No, you're saying.
Let's talk about Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
Should we?
Go ahead. Talk about Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel made fun of gamers. Yes. He did one of his little like sketches, where he made fun of people watching people play video games on the internet.
Mm-hmm. And then they all got angry at him.
And then they all got angry, shockingly. But Jimmy Kimmel, being a famous comedian and someone who likes to take advantage of situations, instead of taking all those, and this is probably the same subset of people, GamerGator tweets and hiding in the corner, he puts them on during his show and makes fun of the people tweeting them. So instead of them making Jimmy Kimmel feel bad or threatened or whatever, they are making him money and giving him ratings.
Yeah, they're providing him with material for his jokes. Like, people are so dumb.
They have volunteered to become the punchline. He's like, gamers are this. And then they just hop right in and say, yes, I am. But you suck.
I'm kind of sad I missed all it because I watch Fallon every night.
I would rather watch Jimmy Fallon because I don't think Jimmy Kimmel's very funny.
He's got a weird look about him.
Yeah, but weird people are sending him tweets that are like, just die, 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 die. Yeah. He's just running them during his show.
Well, I mean, It's not fair that there's a lot of people that are 12 or 13 years old.
Even if they're 35.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's the sad part, though. It's like, we'd love to pin it on, like, 12 and 13 year old kids. It's probably crazy people that are older than that, though. Mid 30s and.
I'm sure it's a nice mix.
Yeah.
One can hope.
But that makes me wonder, alright, like, you know, with all that Gamergate shit, like, where they would make threats and stuff, and these, like, feminist critics would get, like, scared and whatever. It's like, you know, what's the better response just to, like, because Jimmy Kimmel doesn't seem scared about it at all. He's just like, fuck you guys.
I guess the other side of that, though, is Jimmy Kimmel has, like, a platform where he can turn it on them. And...
Jimmy Kimmel's also a rich person who can have, like, private security.
Right.
Whereas Anita Sarkeesian is not that kind of person.
Yeah, and then if there's, like, a bombing threat at a university, that's one thing. But, like, just, like, the straight death threats that you get and shit, it's like, honestly, if people were death threatening me over the internet, I'd be like, yeah, dude, come find me in the middle of fucking DeKalb. Fuck you.
Maybe,
you know what I mean?
Maybe don't tell them exactly what city you live in.
You ain't coming here. Nah. My fucking address. You ain't coming. You don't have any fucking money. Fuck you. You know? I don't know.
Guys,
that's
your next door neighbor.
But
some
I mean,
guy in the basement.
Right. It's hard to compare the situations. You got, like, Anita Sarkeesian has, like, people carrying guns to her rallies, and she's not sure. Like, after you've been death threatening, what do you do? Jimmy Kimmel's in a studio. He's like, he can control who comes in and who goes out. And
he's not always in a studio, though. You know what I mean? Like, he's going on TV and making fun of these fucks. And then, you know, he has a life outside of his show. I don't know.
And, like, the other side of that is, I bet some of these people that are doing this, like, at this point now they know they're going to get on TV, so...
Right, they're doing,
like,
it for fun.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, I'm just going to get as nasty as I can and see if he'll put me on TV, too. Right. And then I could tell my friends, like, look, I'm on TV.
Isn't Jimmy Kimmel the one who does the segment where he had celebrities come on his show and, like, read the angry tweets about them?
I don't know.
I don't really watch the show ever.
I think it's Jimmy Kimmel. I don't watch it either, but I've seen, like, clips.
I'm really digging the Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyer lineup at night. It's like my pre-bedtime television.
Generally don't watch
late
night.
These shows?
Like, I do. I've been getting into them, like, recently, over, like, the last 6 months, probably.
I watch Conan on occasion, because, like, my wife falls asleep watching, like, whatever channel he's on, and it'll be on when I go to sleep, but... He's funny sometimes. He does game reviews. And they're pretty good.
Oh yeah, those are fun.
Is anybody gonna try and watch Colbert when he takes over?
I don't really watch late night shows.
I love Colbert. I thought his show was hilarious, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's not playing that character now though, right?
Like, yeah, but I mean, who knows? Who knows what he'll actually do?
Right. I think that one might be what's interesting about, to see what he does the first couple weeks and then.
Go back to my normal life.
Yeah, of not watching late night at all.
Because it's not at a terrible time when I should be asleep.
Yeah. And if you're not asleep, you're probably playing a game. Because
you know,
it's
podcasting.
It's late at night, yeah. I don't think I have any other news. We talked about Resident Evil last week.
You don't want to talk about the FTC and, how do you pronounce this? McInnema?
We just did.
Did we?
Was that? Oh, yeah. We didn't go into it in fine detail, but we did kind of talk briefly. Like, Fozzie brought it up about the YouTube people and
good.
Getting paid for shit.
Getting paid?
Well, but, yeah. I only caught part of that conversation, and I don't know the whole story, but, like, it does bring up a question of, like, do people on YouTube, should they be held to any sort of journalistic ethics? Because they're not journalists. They're
well, I think when if you are endorsing a product like that though, and you're receiving money for it.
But I think that's the difference between like a news publication or you know people who could call themselves journalists. That's what separates them is they have to disclose or they should anyways disclose shit like that. But who's to say if you're
well,
gonna,
anybody
like,
should though well, if you're the, endorsing a product and being paid to
yeah,
do
if,
so.
Yeah, if you're being paid to they're actually. They're actively being paid.
I think that's what separates journalists from anyone
that's,
else.
No.
That's
no, the journalists aren't being paid by Microsoft
well, they
or Machinima
shouldn't be at all. Yeah.
Right. I mean, not, like we hope that they're not. We like that's.
Right.
But in this case, like they these people actively received money to talk about the Xbox One and Rise and.
But they are
stuff.
Not held to any set of standards. You right. know what I'm saying? Like they, like.
But they are.
You guys are holding them to it, but they are not.
Well like legally, they are. Like,
legally, they are. If you are paid money to endorse a product publicly, you have to disclose it. It doesn't matter if you're a journalist
which
or not.
Which is why.
Oh, then I'm wrong.
The FTC is fining them.
It's why a bunch of like these they call them like mommy bloggers. Like they were going through this a few years ago where, you know these. Stay-at-home moms would start like blogs on the internet or YouTube videos, and they were getting free product from all these different, you know, corporations. And there's, oh, I really like, you know, Charmin toilet paper or whatever. Well, except they were getting like crates of this shit delivered to their house for free, and they weren't telling anybody. And so now, like, if you receive that or if you receive money to talk about this stuff, you're supposed to disclose it.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah, these guys were kind of in the wrong, like,
yes.
which is what gets these journalist people upset, because, you know, they're not being paid $30,000 to make a two-minute video. And
which yeah. is also why journalism is dying.
Right. Well, because
no one makes any money at it anymore. All the money goes to these other people.
People are holding, like, they'll hold a Polygon to a higher set of standards than they will these dudes on YouTube, and like except they'll be like, oh well, Polygon's on the take or IGN's on the take.
And it's the opposite.
People are actually on the take, and well, I trust you know PewDiePie. I'm not saying that he takes stuff for money, but he does make like $7.5 million a year.
Right.
But like say he's taking money for Microsoft or Sony or whatever, and why well, trust him more? Like his opinion's more honest than the people that are barely making any money to write about this shit. Like I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah, it is.
Nobody's paying us though.
I have not seen any royalty or any checks.
No, it would be nice.
Microsoft. If they want to, if you want to,
we will disclose that we like your
send
products.
This podcast to the next realm. Augment it, I meant to say.
Augment it.
Send this podcast to the next realm.
Are you killing us, Fozzie? Is that what you're doing?
Go through portal.
I feel
send
like
it to a higher there. Beam.
Did anybody else see any other big gaming news?
No.
Next week looks a little light in terms of releases. Super Mario Maker, and
oh, that's coming out. Okay.
That might be it. Actually,
the reviews came out for that.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah. Well, all the press is really positive, dude. Like. Yeah. I had zero interest in it, and the only reason I have interest now is because everyone that played that game is like, dude, it's awesome, so.
I'm just going to wait a couple months when all the cool levels are already created, mm-hmm. I'll get in on it.
Well, everyone says, like, the creation aspect of it is part of the fun, but I'm like, I question whether I have the game design creativity inside of me. Like, you know what I mean?
Good. It's very basic, though. It's not even like Little Big Planet. It's there's only so much you can do.
you think that, but like when you have a blank canvas and all these tools, like, yeah, Mario levels seem super like simple and easy, but there's definite artistry to what they're doing, you know.
Well, that was something that I heard from people that have been playing it for review is, I guess, like, a lot of the people making it right now, they just want to stuff the levels full of everything. And they're, like, they're putting, there's coins in every box, and, like, taking a step back and moderating yourself a little bit actually makes for a better level than just kind of dumping all the shit out there.
Yeah. But I don't care what you're trying to do. I don't care if you're just trying to do a really simple level, like, to make one that is fun to play. I have to think that, like, it's not, I don't think anyone could just pick it up and do it, but, like, from what I've heard, everything about this game is, like, that is really part of the fun. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure I'll enjoy playing other people's levels, you know, so I'm not too worried about the whole thing, but.
You know, it's, what's it, Michel Ancel? The Rayman creator, he created a level for it, and that's in there.
Oh, that's awesome.
So.
Ooh.
That's really cool.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't really see any other news. Lightbeak. Tearaway, whatever the PS4 version, Tearaway Redrawn or Re-Ripped, or I don't know what the hell it is. It comes out on PS4 next week, so. If you were looking forward to that.
Until Dawn is the only PS4 game that matters.
Oh.
And even that, it doesn't really matter that much. It's good. I mean, I think some of the people that like played that game really oversell it, too. It's fun. It's just.
Sure.
Something like people like are like, this is where like the narrative based gameplay was going, like this, it's finally been realized, and it's like, I don't know, I don't think it's anything, like, I don't think it's a huge step up from what we've played already, you know. Although it is cool that, like, dude, you could get motherfuckers murdered left and right, and the game, like, what I love about it is, like, you know, you're playing The Walking Dead or whatever, any of those Telltale games, you can fail, and it'll give you a game over, and you have to go back to, like, you know, the sequence where the zombie killed you or whatever.
Right.
But, like, what I like about Until Dawn is, it's going forward no matter what. So you get someone killed, well, then they have a path for that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like Heavy Rain.
Yeah.
I mean, although, like, I don't know, it seems like it's a lot easier to get people killed in this game.
Yeah, you
as
can.
As opposed to Heavy Rain. Heavy Rain, you really had to fuck up, essentially, to get, like.
Although, and I remember in Heavy Rain, I got motherfuckers murdered left and right.
Did you? Okay, well. That's just you.
Yeah. And I did it in Until Dawn as well. Like, there was only two people left at the end of my playthrough. Mm-hmm. And, like, there was one who, like, she was going to be my final girl who makes it to the end. And, like, I literally, like, got her killed, like, less than 1 minute before the end of the game. And it's all I didn't, like, keep my controller still or some bullshit. Pissed me off.
So, in the game, there's no, like, main character in this. Like, there's no, like, guaranteed person to go through.
Even if they all live, you're going to be bouncing between characters as the story goes on. Okay. So, yeah, not really.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Football starts next week.
Football. Woo.
Starts tonight.
College football, yo. Get with it. Gotcha.
All right. Well, we're not doing any fantasy drafts on college football, so.
Oh.
We may bring back the football picks of the week next week, so we'll see.
Oh boy.
And sometime this month we're going to bring back Jeff's game show.
It won't be mine
this time.
His idea for the game show. Somebody else will be hosting this time.
Has anyone stepped up and claimed the? You know, being Merv Griffin ain't easy, guys. I'm telling you right now.
I think Tony said he's going to do a whole strategy game.
That's right, so. Strategy games.
Okay. Well, as long as you know. The final score is not 1-0 to -4. You should be all right.
You all just cut out. What happened?
Fozzie said, as long as the final score isn't 1-0-0.
Yeah.
No, I said, though, did anyone decide they wanted to do it?
Oh, yeah. Tony is.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sweet.
All strategy games all the time.
I know. I'm going to be like, fuck.
Yeah. Everybody's going to have points.
I have a good chance. I could be a two-time back-to-back.
We will not be talking about Super Mario Maker next week because it doesn't come out till Friday. But
Nintendo is dumb with their game releases.
So I don't know. What? Probably more Metal Gear.
Metal.
Because Fozzie and I will play more Metal Gear.
Yeah. Oh man, I can't wait for you to. I think that if you get FA hyped, because he listens to you, so if you agree with me. Might get hefty.
But I know he already likes it. Like, I would need to hear someone like
that's
that.
Not true, though. I don't think that Chris likes this yet.
Is he your fan?
I'm a fan
of the series.
I am a fan of the series, so right. I get what Jeff's saying, though. It's like, I already like the series. He doesn't. So
oh, I didn't know. To
twist on that.
It'd have to be someone who didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I played all the metal. The only one I didn't play was Peace Walker, so I even played that shitty Rising game.
I heard that game was good.
It's okay. It's not a Metal Gear. It's not a Metal Gear game though. You might like it because it's
Revengeance.
Not a Metal Gear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love Revenge.
It's something different. So. Yeah, we'll probably play more Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Antonio will play more Madden, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you all need to watch Narcos. That's what you need to do. Don't play video games.
Are all those episodes out now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Netflix one?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that.
It's, alright, do you guys know anything about it?
No.
It's Pablo Escobar. It's like the rise of Pablo Escobar and a DEA agent who was like in Colombia trying to like take him down and the whole cartel. Fucking awesome.
Okay.
Drugs, violence, titties.
Whoa.
There's titties. Like
the three magic words.
Yeah.
Jeff's all over that.
It's real good.
Wow. They released a lot of Star Wars toys today.
My God, I'm looking at the Twitter stuff right now.
I just opened up the Disney Store's page. Holy shit, these Legos are freaking ridiculously expensive, though.
Ooh. I really want to get that Super Star Destroyer that's like $500.
Yeah, it's really
can
neat.
I justify it? No.
Yeah, I don't know where you put that, Fozzie.
I've got a studio. I can put it.
That's one of those ones where you need to
it's like 3 feet long. Yeah, it would what
need,
I would
and you need to build it where you're going to keep it because evidently it's very fragile.
Oh, is it? Oh, that scares me. Dang it.
All right, so we'll be back next week talking about who knows what.
Well,
Fozzie, say goodnight.
Goodnight.